Now we bring you an update on a big political story out of Detroit. The city's mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, accepted a plea yesterday to settle charges of perjury and obstruction of justice. The deal requires him to step down as mayor, serve time in jail, and pay up to a $1 million fine in restitution. Many in Detroit see it as a sign of closure of a complicated political drama. Joining us now to talk about just how this case and this settlement could affect Detroit is City Councilwoman Sheila Cockrell. Councilwoman, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Deborah. It's good to be with the NPR family.
Let's start by listening to part of Kilpatrick's televised address to Detroit last night.
I want to emphasize tonight that I take full responsibility for my own actions, for the poor judgment that they reflected. I wish with all my heart that we could turn back the hands of time and tell that young man to make better choices. But I can't.
Again, that's Detroit's mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick, on television last night. Councilwoman, even with all the troubles this mayor and this case has caused, was it painful in any way to hear him say, I'm sorry and goodbye?
Absolutely. I mean, it is a real tragedy, Deborah. This young man sort of burst on the scene here in 2002. The charisma, the intellect, a kind of an instinct for public policy in a chief executive that you frankly don't frequently find even when people get elected to office. And this sort of, from the beginning, this Achilles heel, this sort of playing fast and loose with the truth and a belief that, you know, politics is the end justifies the means, I guess, is that would be the simplest way to put it. It was always pulling back, so it would be like two steps forward and four back, and it is the lying and the disregard for the truth that led to yesterday's real, real tragedy.
And do your constituents see it the same way? Is there a general feeling in the city that, you know, breathing out, it's finally over?
I think there's a sadness and a sense of relief. The mayor does have a constituency of hardcore supporters who remain convinced that this was a conspiracy against the mayor, a kind of, in my opinion, really, really having a blind eye toward the personal responsibility. If there's one thing for me that stood out yesterday watching Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy and listening to Governor Jennifer Granholm as she adjourned her removal petition until after the 18th of the month and the mayor's, you know, resignation taking effect. Both women absolutely reinforced the notion that the rule of law has to govern the behavior of local elected officials and that integrity has to be a bedrock foundation to the operation of city government. And for me, I've characterized the situation since January, the local equivalent of a constitutional crisis. And I think among residents and people who visit and do business with the city, there's a sense that the road to recovery has begun and that there's this clarion call for integrity and candor and transparency in government that we really need to get through the next period here in the city.
Why do you think this story has gained such attention, not just in Detroit, but across the country?
It has all the elements of a soap opera. It just, the twists and turns of it are part of it. I think, you know, you have this charismatic young African-American leader who hangs on without wavering. I mean, if you kind of sort of look at what happened with Governor Elliot Spitz and what happened with Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, it becomes clear that the way to make an issue become truly a private one is to give up your public seat. So I think that those are factors. And, this is a media-driven issue. It is the free press, the Detroit Free Press, who unearthed the text messages and pursued this story doggedly. So, and I think Detroit, you know, has a potential and has become actually a kind of a metaphor for what's happening in older cities.
Councilwoman, we've been following this story, as you know, for a while,
sure.
And you were on the program back in February.
Yes.
And this is what you said back then.
The best thing for Detroit is for this mayor to continue in office to the best of his ability to continue to lead the city's resurgence.
Now, you later shifted your support.
Absolutely.
And you joined those calling for the mayor to resign. But you were still supporting him even after emails that were beginning to outline his affair were showing up in the Detroit Free Press. What was it that turned you against the mayor?
At the point that the mayor was charged with crimes, it was clear to me that it was time for a resignation. Until then, it's simply back and forth with, you know, what the text messages said, what had happened in court. But once that all became clarified in criminal charges, I joined the call for the mayor's resignation. For me, that was a major, major turning point.
Let me move forward a moment here. What will happen next is that the Detroit City Council will play the role in moving things forward. The current council president, Ken Cockrell, a relation I'm assuming.
Yes, my stepson.
He will become acting mayor.
Yes.
But within the council, you have a large percentage of Detroiters who are displeased with the city council. So how are they going to restore trust?
We have to all, including voters, play the hand that we're all dealt. The voter, you know, we are elected, the nine persons now, and it would then be eight. And yes, there is a great deal of controversy that surrounds the council, because in the middle of all of this with Mayor Kilpatrick, it became known that there is a federal investigation into the members of the Detroit City Council, not everyone, around the awarding of a contract that was brought to the city council by the mayor in this time period. So there is, you know, it would be absolutely disingenuous to suggest that there is not a cloud that's over the city council, because there is. But we're going to have to make the best of it and honor the oath of office that we have taken by finding the way to work collaboratively with President Cockrell when he becomes Mayor Cockrell to stabilize the city government. And then we'll see what comes out of this federal investigation. I think 2009, in addition to being a local election year here, is going to be have its own share of continuing drama.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Certainly.
That's Detroit Councilwoman Sheila Cockrell, and she joined us from Southfield, Michigan. You can read up on the scandal surrounding Kwame Kilpatrick and learn more about how this all began on our website. Go to npr.org and click on the Tell Me More page.